Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this second part, this second half of the Zero Jericho Sports Podcast on this 15th of March 2017, as we can conclude our brackets, my bracket, in terms of regards to the NCAA tournament. Certainly my apologies for the connection going bad. Javon Lawford joined us on the previous podcast when we were going over the brackets. He has Gonzaga, Villanova, Kansas, and UCLA was his final four. We were just in the midst of going through the West bracket, Midwest bracket before we got cut off. So, you know, certainly, you know, that was definitely something that was not anticipated. But we are here now to conclude the bracket. I'll give you my final four picks as well as national champion. A couple of things of note. You had the two first four games tonight. Kansas State takes out Wake Forest, and Mount St. Mary's takes out of University of New Orleans, which was a very closely contested game. So those two, they will advance. You know, they will advance to not the next. I guess they call it the second round, which is really the first round of the NCAA tournament. Again, this is where the play. This was a play-in game of the first four. Tomorrow you have USC. USC, Providence, North Carolina Central, and University of California, UC Davis. Tomorrow that will complete the first four. Right now in the NBA, Golden State struggling with the fill up with the 76ers, who play hard every night. That's the one thing. The Sixers are a team that's going to play hard every night. Golden State coming off that long road trip we mentioned earlier in the last program, 8 days, 8 games in 13 days. So this is their first home game following that road trip. Right now they're down 64-62 to the 76ers early in the third quarter. Big night for LeBron and LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. LeBron James gets his 10th triple-double in an easy victory over Detroit. You have Westbrook getting his 33rd triple-double, passing Wilt Chamberlain, and now he trails Oscar Robertson for most triple-doubles in a single season. At 33, he gets 25-19-12 in a victory over the lonely Brooklyn Nets, who are just the worst team in basketball. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter because they don't have a pick for this year, and won't have a pick for 2018 as well, as they still paying for that. Just franchise-killing trades they made with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce a couple of years ago. So we're going to the Midwest. I had Kansas and Michigan State meeting in the Midwest bracket. Kansas and Michigan State meeting in the second round. Had Iowa State meeting Purdue. I put Rhode Island over Creighton, Oregon over Iona. I had Oklahoma State upsetting Michigan. One thing about Michigan, I know a lot of people are high on Michigan. Keep this in mind. These teams that win, they won a bunch of games. They won like 4 games in 4 days, playing well. But again, I'm not in love with these teams that have to win. To win their conference tournament and play a lot of games doing so. I think there's a fatigue factor that takes them out of you. They might have felt like they had to win all those games to get to the tournament. Oklahoma State not to say that I'm high on Oklahoma State, but I think that fatigue factor will certainly play a role in Michigan in that particular game. Louisville easily over Jackson, easily over Jackson State. So that would leave me with Kansas and Michigan State. I'll take Kansas to get to the Sweet 16. Iowa State and Purdue, which if it happens, which should be an excellent, great game. They'll have the big star in terms of Caleb Swanigan against a balanced Iowa State team that has a bunch of shooters. I will take Purdue in that game. I'm very high on Purdue. Very high on Purdue in this tournament. Again, I think they might have the best player in the region in terms of, well, maybe the second best player. I think Josh Jackson of Kansas is the best player in the region, probably. Probably the second best player in the region. So I have Kansas and Purdue in the Sweet 16. Then I'll take Oregon. I'll take Oregon and Rhode Island to meet Rhode Island, Oklahoma State to meet Louisville. I like Kansas. I like Purdue over Kansas. Again, and you want to say why? I don't trust Bill Self teams when they're number one seeds. Bill Self, six times Kansas has been a number one seed under Bill Self, and they've never advanced to the Final Four. Now, he's won a national championship. They've been to a couple of Final Fours, but they also are prone to the upset. I mean, they really are. They've had a number of early round upsets under Bill Self. I like Purdue. Again, Purdue is a team that kind of went under the radar, really doesn't have that many bad losses, won the Big Ten. I know the Big Ten wasn't that strong this year, but still, Caleb Swanigan, to me, could be the difference in this game. I'm not as high on Kansas. I'm not that high on Kansas. I don't think this is a vintage Kansas team by any stretch of imagination. And I wanted to pick an upset. I just wanted to pick an upset here. So I got Purdue advancing to the Elite Eight to face off against Louisville, who I think will take out Oregon to get to the Elite Eight. And then Louisville, Purdue. I have Purdue over Louisville. And again, I know it's going out on a limb picking Purdue to get to the Final Four. But this was, there's always one team to me that will come out of nowhere to be a surprise. They are my Cinderella to get to the Final Four. I don't even look at Notre Dame as a Cinderella. I really don't. Don't look at Notre Dame as a Cinderella. I've been high on Notre Dame for the most of the year. So I like Purdue to get to the Final Four in the Midwest region. I don't think, again, I'm not high on Kansas. I like Louisville to get to Elite Eight. A lot of people are high on Rhode Island to be a sleeper to get to the Elite Eight. I'm not one of them. I think Oregon will take them out in the second round. But ultimately, I think this will be Purdue's bracket. So we move along to the South region. This is, without question, the glamour region out of the four regions. You're talking about North Carolina, you're talking about North Carolina, Kentucky, and UCLA, three of the blue bloods, three of the most storied programs with about 24 championships between them. But fortunately for North Carolina, this is when being a number one seed has its advantage. Of course, North Carolina will move on to the second round. Arkansas, Seton Hall, I'll take Seton Hall to take out Arkansas. I'm not high on the SEC at all. Arkansas is a pretty good team, but I like this Seton Hall team, like the way they played at the end of the season. Could have beat Villanova. Really easily could have won that game in the Big East tournament. Minnesota, Middle Tennessee. I'll take Minnesota to meet Butler in the next round. Cincinnati taking on Kansas State. Now we know it will be Kansas State. Funny, I would have almost picked Wake Forest. I had, and this is why I should have probably waited. I picked Wake Forest to actually beat Cincinnati, but that's not going to happen. Wake Forest is out. So I will pick Cincinnati to take out Kansas State. UCLA will take out Kent State. I like Wichita State over Dayton and Kentucky. to meet Wichita State. Now, a lot of people, as we go to the Sweet 16 round, I like North Carolina. North Carolina will have should have no problems. We'll have no problems with either with Seton Hall. I like North Carolina to get to the Sweet 16 to face off against Butler. Butler's a very good team. Butler beat Villanova twice this year. So Villanova has three losses, two of them were against Butler. So I like Villanova. I like Butler to take on North Carolina in the Sweet 16. I like UCLA to meet Kentucky, in which will be an absolute track meet. That will be a classic game. They played, you know, two of the three best games of the year were played between Carolina, UCLA, and Kentucky during the regular season. You had the North Carolina, Kentucky game, that 103-100 track meet on a neutral floor in Vegas. And of course, you had UCLA with one of the more impressive victories of the season, taking out Kentucky at Rupp Arena. When Kentucky was ranked in the top five, earlier, I believe it was like in December. So I think that UCLA-Kentucky game will be a tremendous one, a tremendous Sweet 16 game. Ultimately, though, I like UCLA to get to the Elite Eight to take on North Carolina, and I will take North Carolina's experience over the talent and over the talent and offensive firepower of UCLA. Again, that will be an absolute track meet. Again, the bad news for UCLA Kentucky is I don't think the winner of that game will have enough in the tank to recover and play at North Carolina, you know, basically 36 hours later. I think that UCLA Kentucky game will, if it goes down like that, will take a lot out of that, the winner of that game facing a prime North Carolina team. And really, North Carolina, again, Butler game could be tricky. The Butler game could be tricky, but North Carolina, for the most part, got a basically, you know, not a Gonzaga cakewalk, but a really favorable draw all the way to the Elite Eight. I think North Carolina. So I have North Carolina taking on Purdue on one side, and I have Villanova taking on Notre Dame. Villanova and Notre Dame on the other side. Villanova, Notre Dame. I have to take Villanova as much as I like Notre Dame team. So I have two ones, a five, and a four in the Final Four. So now we get to the Final Four. Villanova, Notre Dame. This will be a game of execution, a game where two teams with a lot of experience, some senior experience. Ultimately, I think Villanova will be a little bit too much for Notre Dame. Notre Dame really doesn't have a post presence, and that's where Villanova can be susceptible to a quality low post presence. I don't think Notre Dame has that, and I like Villanova to get to the national championship. North Carolina and Purdue, I like North Carolina big in that game. If that will be the matchup, I like North Carolina big in that game to get to the championship, and ultimately, North Carolina, and, you know, as crazy as it may sound, and again, the odds are against it, I like a rematch of last year's championship between North Carolina and Villanova. And the reason I'm picking, and again, you know, college basketball, you rarely have senior laden teams with experience go back-to-back years. These two teams will have a bunch of seniors, have a bunch of guys who were on the team last year. North Carolina is a complete team that, you know, at times can lose focus, but for the most part, in terms of their senior, in terms of their guards, in terms of the athleticism up front, or the big men up front, they're deep. I think North Carolina has a really the total package. Villanova, we know what Villanova can do as far as winning a national, as far as getting to a championship game, and I picked Villanova. I picked Villanova over North Carolina, 81-79 in the championship game. I think this is how it just came out. I didn't have this preordained where I was going to pick these two teams. It kind of just worked out this way. So my Final Four: North Carolina, Purdue, Villanova, and Villanova, and Notre Dame. So that are two ACC teams, two number one seeds, and ultimately I think Villanova will become the first team since the Florida Gators to repeat as national champions. This would be a tremendous accomplishment for that program. Jay Wright doesn't need to win anymore. You win a championship at Villanova, that's for the first time since 85, they have done enough. So, I like those two particular teams. I think that anywhere from 8 to 10 teams, or between 8 to 12 teams, can win a championship. I know I see a lot of people are high on Arizona, rightfully so. I see a lot of people are high on Duke. UCLA, I think, is a bit – UCLA, the one thing about UCLA that I think will get them in trouble is their defense. I think they'll have that game defensively where, Lorenzo Ball, where they don't shoot the ball well, and then, where you depend on. So I think that will cost them ultimately. Kentucky, I know Kentucky's played well, but keep in mind, it is the SEC. And I just think Kentucky, I don't trust Calipari. As Philadelphia, as I'm, watching this Sixer game here, Philadelphia is up by 12 over Golden State. Golden State just looks shell-shocked right now. They look just like a team looks like a lost team right now, coming off that road trip. And again, I told everybody before he got hurt, I had Kevin Durant as probably my number, a couple of weeks before he got hurt, I had Kevin Durant as my number three MVP choice behind Harden and Westbrook. I had Durant third. This was before the emergence of Kawhi Leonard. I thought Durant was having that phenomenal in the season, and they really, you're seeing, they're 2-5 without him, look bad in this game without him. So not a time to panic if you're Golden State, but they desperately need to get Kevin Durant back as soon as possible. Again, nobody's gonna feel sorry for a team with three All Stars. That's all there is to it. So it should be a very great tournament as Philadelphia, is about to go up by 15 here. And just, again, give Philadelphia a lot of credit. They just play harder than they play as hard as any team in the league, including Miami. They play hard every single night. That is not, remember, there's no Embiid. They had, by far their best players out for the season. And that team just plays hard every night. They have a chance to have a sweet summer in terms of the draft lottery if the ping pong balls fall their way. But looking forward to the NCAA tournament. Again, thanks to Javon Offer for joining us. Sorry we couldn't finish the program with him. He liked Gonzaga, Villanova, UCLA, Kansas. I like Villanova. Notre Dame, North Carolina, and Purdue to get to the Final Four. That's going to wrap it up for this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast, this NCAA Tournament edition. I will see you next time. Good evening. Take it easy.